13 here on this Tuesday edition of Palmetto Morning, 64 degrees. I'm Lucas McFadden.
I'm Alex Greenewald.
We always want to welcome in and say thank you for watching and listening to this show. If you're watching us on Caporium Cable Channel 102, as well as on all of your major social media channels, simply follow WRHI and CN2. Good morning to you on those platforms, as well as on the radio, WRHI FM 100.1. Of course, your home for news, talk, and sports. AM 1340 on the free WRHI app, as well as on WRHI.com. Monday is Memorial Day, and it is a time that a lot of people, well, they have the day off, and they like to celebrate it. They go to the beach, they go to the lake, they go to a campground, they have a cookout, but we don't want to lose the meaning of Memorial Day. Memorial Day is held the last Monday in May, and it's to honor those who died while serving our country. And there are so many different events happening in the days leading up to Memorial Day for us to do just that. And one event is a Memorial Day tribute. It's happening at Hospice and Community Care here in Rock Hill. So we have three gentlemen that are going to speak on behalf of this great event. We've got Milt Dallaire, Taylor Thomas, and Frank Grabuski. And good morning to all three.
Good morning.
Frank, we're going to start with you. Kind of walk us through what this ceremony is going to look like on May the 23rd.
It's been a format or a program that we have done that we found very successful and fitting into a time frame that a lot of people appreciate, where we are going to remind people, our community, of the what Memorial Day is about, and that is to honor those who died in service. But it's sometimes thought of a day that should be addressed more to mourning, but I think every veteran who's in those graves today would have wanted to see our folks celebrating, enjoying the day, because that's exactly what they died for, is to preserve that. But our program is intended to bring more of a solemn nature to the occasion, and we have several people involved in that. Our American Legion Post 34 Honor Guard will make the presentation of colors, the Pledge of Allegiance. We'll have a bagpipes performance by Joe Hardy, who's an Army veteran, a Vietnam veteran, and he will be playing a couple of numbers for the folks in attendance. The blessing of the Memorial Day event itself by John Wentling, and we have a guest speaker. And she's a young lady, like a lot of these Memorial Day events, you have a veteran who has had some, perhaps some intense experience in the military, but we're gonna have a young lady who represents the Scouts, BSA Troop 927, who's about 13 years old, I believe, Taylor. And we're looking forward to having the youth become more involved in addressing what Memorial Day is all about, leading to the other events in there with the laying of wreaths by the monuments of our representing each branch of service, the blessing of tour of duty stones that are placed there from our patients of ours that are placed in the patio of the Memorial Garden, that again we want to have a continuous remembrance of these men and women who served and preserved our freedoms. I hope that's enough.
That's exactly it, Frank. Well, it's a beautiful tribute and a beautiful setting there at Hospice and Community Care, because you have a veterans garden. And it's just a time of reflection when you're on campus there. Taylor, how many veterans do you all service there at Hospice?
So in 2023, we served 124 veterans. And so Frank leads our veterans program. And we have a veterans council that are all the time doing things. So Memorial Day and Veterans Day are our two big ceremonies throughout the year. But throughout the whole entire year, we're having veterans coffees, group conversations, vet-to-vet hours of service, painting ceremonies for each of the veterans that were served by us. So there's a lot going on to serve them all throughout the year.
Milt, I know you're a veteran. Frank, you're a veteran as well. Ceremonies like the one Taylor just described, we need more of those, the community would say. what does that mean to you as a veteran?
Well, first of all, we're working with end-of-life situations. So it's an opportunity to honor. That's where I get my buzz, to honor these vets. This is the end. So the ceremonies that we perform, we'll do the prayer shawl, we'll wrap them, we'll pin them. It's recognition and thanking them for their service, because they, at the end of the day, we all recognize that they're going to be not with us much longer.
Well, they made the ultimate sacrifice, right? To serve our country so we could have ceremonies like the one that's happening on Thursday, and we can talk freely on these microphones. I mean, they really did make the ultimate sacrifice. And of course, as you mentioned, when your time is coming to a close, you know, you want to be surrounded by great people, and a great thank you can certainly go a long way.
Yeah, not only do our efforts with our veterans are appreciated by the veterans, patients, and the community vets that we work with, but the families too. It raises their awareness and appreciation for what, because so many of them never heard stories before from their vets, and to be present for ceremonies like this and to see how grateful our nation is toward these vets, to see that, it brings them a sense of pride, I'm sure, to have that in their family.
We say that these events truly are, it should happen every single day, and it creates this ripple effect of conversations around the dinner table and above and beyond this event. And we hope that, you know, this upcoming Monday just sparks more of those stories that we're so proud of but don't always know. And for those that are coming out, I encourage you, go up to the veterans around there, ask questions, learn from them. As you said, this next generation is our faith to serve the country and to learn from the others who've walked the walk.
So this Memorial Day tribute, it is going to happen on Thursday, this Thursday, May the 23rd at 9:00 in the morning at Hospice and Community Care. The program's about an hour or less, and about 30 minutes, okay? Mm-hmm. 30 minutes, said the guy that produced it.
You can get in and out pretty quick.
It is open to everyone listening. So if you've got some time Thursday morning to get out there and just be surrounded by some great people in honor of Memorial Day, which is Monday, you can go ahead and start this Thursday. We appreciate so much you all.
Yes, sir. The county, mm-hmm. York County, is also having their 38th Memorial Day ceremony this coming Sunday. That's the 26th at 3:45 at the Veterans Memorial Park in York. And the whole county is invited to be present for that. It's an impressive ceremony.
So you leave that with us, Frank, and we'll continue to promote that as well. Well, Frank, Taylor, and Milt, thank you so much again for your time and just for joining us this morning.
And one more comment. We got one more ceremony at Post 34. Yeah. Tom Ayers would shoot me if I didn't bring this up.
He would, too. We know him.
No comment. So Post 34, it will be Monday at 11:30. So they have the ceremony at 11:30, and then they'll have barbecue afterwards. It's $5 a plate. Mm. You can get an autograph from Tom if you're there.
Well, there are so many different ceremonies taking place in the days ahead leading up to Memorial Day, and we appreciate, again, what you all are doing over there at Hospice and Community Care. Well, thank you.